Wow. She had red hair, long and lustrous. He had the insane urge to smell it, smell her. He had always loved redheads. Her face was round, with freckles scattered along her nose and cheeks. Her lips were full and luscious, but were completely overshadowed by her eyes. They were a light green and sexy as hell. As she moved down the aisle, she looked at her ticket, then right at the row where Jordan was sitting. The day was definitely starting to improve. Her eyes met his, and he knew he was in trouble. She blushed before looking away, color creeping up her neck. Jordan felt dizzy. A confident man would get up and help her with her bag before trying to seduce her. Unfortunately for him, Jordan wasn't that kind of a man. The injury had changed him. He used to be the kind of guy who could talk a lady out of her panties and straight onto his lap. But now he was lucky if he could utter a word to the opposite sex. Jordan hated how much he had lost after his injury. Not only did he lose his number one spot, but he lost the woman he was convinced he was going to marry. Leanna Masterson was everything Jordan thought he wanted. Big blue eyes, long blonde hair, hottest body ever, with legs that went on for days. He thought they'd be together forever. But when he woke up after surgery and the doctor told them that it was going to be a long and rough road to get to where he was before the injury, Leanna was out the door. Good riddance. He was glad she left. Too bad, though, that she took a part of him with her. A part he hadn't been able to find since. His confidence. It had been a long time without the company of a woman, and he was lonely. He wanted someone to come home to, someone who would love him unconditionally. But he also knew that right now wasn't the time. He didn't know what his future held, and it would be unfair to get involved with someone. Looking at the beautiful redhead, though, he couldn't help but think that maybe now he could find what he had lost. He stared down at the floor and took an unsteady breath in as she practically fell into the seat beside him. Glancing over at her, he noticed she was busy putting away her ticket. She was wearing a long, pale pink dress that did wonders for her skin and also showed off a pair of very impressive breasts. Jordan could see that her freckles were everywhere. He wanted nothing more than to lean over and kiss her shoulder. Then, freckle by freckle, play connect the dots with his tongue. Man, he had to get a hold of himself. She must have felt the power of his stare, because she glanced over at him. Her light green eyes held his as she smiled, and suddenly Jordan wasn't sure how much room he had left in his pants. He felt as lightheaded as an awkward teenager. As he sputtered to say something, he jerked his hand up, bumping into her Starbucks coffee cup. And the next thing he knew, coffee was all over her lap and her.